All right. Thank the Lord for every one of you that's here and those that can't be. Remember them in prayer. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning and we thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. We just ask your blessing upon this time together, Lord, that you would fill us with your Spirit, give us wisdom and understanding. Help us to be faithful to you. Help us to bring glory to you and honor. Help us to have the courage, Father, to follow you. Again, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 7. Verse 13. Very familiar passage this morning. I'm going to try to put some application to it. It says, enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few that find it. I want to go to one verse here in 1 John. John 2:28. Just want to read a verse here. This kind of stuck out to me. It says, now little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink away from him in shame at his coming. Just kind of a thought I want to bring out there. It's talked about his first coming and how big a blessing it was. People that were looking for him were glad that he came. Many weren't. They, in fact, tried to destroy him. They killed a lot of babies even, trying to get rid of him. With the thought of him coming, but he came. And for those who were looking for him and waiting for him and watching for him, it was a real blessing. And the same will be when he returns the second time. There will be some that are patiently waiting, watching, and then there will be some that will be terrified at his coming. That they don't want him to come back. But our hope is to be prepared for his coming. And that's what I want to just try to encourage us this morning. That we don't shirk away in fear or shirk away ashamed at his coming. And that, I think, this verse in this chapter in Matthew talks about some that are saying, Lord, Lord. There'll be some that just think when he comes, they'll just be so ready to meet him. And they've deceived themselves. And so there'll be some that will have no shame at all to stand right in front of Jesus and say, Lord, Lord. Haven't we done all these things in your name? And he will say, depart from me, I never knew you. See, there's a balance there. There's people who have no shame. And they can just do anything they want to in the name of religion. And just do whatever they want to. And they just think they're going to stand before the Lord and say, Lord, Lord, haven't I done all these wonderful things in your name? And he's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. And then there's some that will shirk away in shame because they know they've chosen the wrong path. And then there's some that will just delight as he's coming. Not with a boldness to think, oh Lord, well, didn't I do great things? But just a looking forward, a hope of the salvation that he's provided for us. And throwing themselves at his feet, saying with the ones that were on the left, "Lord, when did I see you? When did I do this? When did I do that?" And he'll say, "What you've done to the least of these, you've done unto me. Enter in to my kingdom." There's several different paths to take. This verse that we read, "Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to destruction. Enter in the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small, and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few that find it." I just want to think about some of the qualities that it takes for those to find it. You know, we shudder to think at this broad road. This broad road, you know, it talks about two ways, but actually, I mean, there's many ways that lead to destruction, but it ends up the same. It's still the wrong road. It has a lot of different names, a lot of different titles, a lot of different diversions, a lot of different distractions, a lot of different shirking aways. But there's one that leads to life. It's straight and narrow, and few be there be that find it. One of the things that it takes for us to find this path is courage. Is courage. You know, one of the things that's on the easy path or the road that leads to destruction is looking for the easy path. Looking for the path that's, "Oh, I don't have to fight anymore." Looking for the path that says, "Oh, I don't, it's just too hard to stay on this straight and narrow path. I just don't want to fight anymore. I want to give up. I want to quit. It's just too hard." Courage is what it takes to stay on that straight and narrow path. Courage is what it takes to keep pressing on when it would be so much easier to take the easy path. And it looks like it's the easier path to succumb or to shirk away or to fall away, to in shame, just to give up, to quit. It looks like it's easier. And it may be for just a moment. And it may be that you can just, for a moment. But I just, in thinking about this, I thought about a song we used to hear. It said, "Sin will take you farther than you want to go. And it will cost you far more than you want to pay." You see, when we choose and make these choices, you know, we may not be choosing a sinful path. We may just want to choose that I don't want to fight the fight anymore. But you're choosing a path. And once you start down that path, you will go places you never dreamed that you would go. It'll take you places you never imagined that you would go. How did you get there? You just decided to take the easy way. You just decided to take the path that you didn't want to fight anymore. It's just too difficult. Being a little bit different sometimes. It's just too difficult just fighting the war that's going on in your soul and in your mind. That war for your soul that's going on. That constant tension and constant pressure that's going on for your soul. oh, I'll just quit it. But the path that one little time of quitting puts you on will take you places you never imagined you would ever be. You see, we think, oh, I just sinned, so I give up. I'm going to quit. I've ruined it. That's not what puts you on that path. Sin will blind you. Sin will bind you. Sin will take you places you don't want to go. But most of the time, getting on the wrong road is just a little simple choice that you make. That's not a big black sin. It's just a choice that I'm making that I'm going to turn away from the path that I know is right because it's too difficult. I'm just going to take the easier path here. You know, I'll still pretend like everything's all right. I'll still look all right. But I'm going to choose to lay down my cross. I'm going to choose to lay down my battle. And it doesn't seem that black and dark. But what it does is takes you off of that straight and narrow road and puts you on that broad, wide road. That there's 1,000 different diversions to get you on that dark road. These two paths. Song that talked about, Brother Marcus, about Babel. About rising above the Babel. There is just Babel everywhere. There's voices coming from every direction at you. Voices coming at you from everywhere, saying every different kind of thing. And they all lead down that same one path. But there's one voice crying in the wilderness. Crying in the wilderness. It's just saying, don't go down that path. Reason. Sometimes our reason gets all messed up and we just run down the wrong path. But there's a little voice somewhere that just says, don't give up. Don't lose hope. You got beat up. You got whipped. You failed. You made a mess. Give up. Quit. Then there's that little voice that says, I can't give up. I'm going to keep on. Hear that voice that's crying in the wilderness. Wilderness is something just out there. It's not along the main path of all the hustle and bustle and all the ideas and thoughts that come rushing into your head that want you to follow after this tide and after that tide and get up, down, and roll around and through and blue and all over. And then there's just one steady little voice that's saying, hang on to me. The voice. Sin will take you farther than you want to go. You know, there's people that are flat in the world tonight. I mean, in terrible, terrible situations. They can't quit doing what they started doing a long time ago. Their life, they've ruined their lives. Do you think they planned their life to destroy everyone around them and wind up all by themselves, just willing to commit any crime just so they can get some drugs or get some drink, rob, kill, whatever it takes just to satisfy the demons that are controlling them. You think they chose that path? Do you think they thought that this is where they would wind up? No. But yet, they chose a road that they thought would be easier. The way of the transgressor is hard, the Bible says. We may think it looks easier. Oh, this will be simpler. I won't have somebody breathing down my neck all the time. I won't have to listen to anybody all the time. I won't have to do what I don't want to do. I'll do whatever I want to do. But something takes over that's more powerful than submitting to a father, submitting to some authority. Something takes over. It's called the devil. And you think God is a hard taskmaster because he wants to have you do what's right? You wait till the devil gets a hold of you. And he says, you go rob that person so that you can satisfy your own lust or satisfy whatever you want. You think God is a hard taskmaster? You wait. You look. You can see. People in prison tonight that wound up doing things they never thought they were capable of, because their master said, go do it. And they had no choice in the matter. They became slaves, thinking, no, I don't have to listen to nobody. And then the devil says, go do this. And they run after it as a servant, saying, I don't want to do this. And they wind up doing it anyway. That's what kind of master the devil is. That's why the little song is, sin will take you farther than you want to go. And it will cost you far more than you want to pay. Think you're getting away with it? Think you're getting away with having to answer to anybody? It will cost you far more than you want to pay. Appreciated the boys, the lesson on thankfulness. Thankfulness. You know, there's paths, there's choices that we can make that keeps us on a straight and narrow path and keeps us from that broad, wide path. Being thankful, I mean truly thankful, is one of those things. You know, if we aren't thankful, we begin to become ungrateful. So we begin to think about who all's done me wrong, or about why is my life so hard? Why am I the way I am? So we begin to go down that path, and it just drags us deeper and deeper and deeper into bitterness and anger. When, if we would be thankful, it would lift us up above all of that stuff. We think we can dabble with a little bit of it, but remember, sin will take you farther than you want to go. It will cost you far more than you want to pay. You start finding yourself in a bad way, start counting your blessings. Get thankful. Just put a new word there. and be happy, or we can be gloomy. You start going down the gloomy road, and you don't know the depression, the darkness that's there. You don't know the depths of the blackness that you can be drawn into. People just curl up into a little ball and just have a big pity party for themselves and don't care about anything. So sad they don't even want to live. And most of the time it just starts. I could have been happy. I could have chose happiness. But I wanted to whine and cry and have a pity party for myself. But I could have chose happy. I could have been thankful. I could have been grateful. And the sad thing about that day when Jesus returns is those people that chose those bad paths will be brought to the place where the fork was in the road, and they could see the happiness that could be there. Not for their own selfish happiness, just to be happy to make the world a better place. You see, when you're happy, usually the next person you meet has a little light turned on. There's a little brightness turned on. And then they meet somebody and a little bit of brightness is turned on in their lives. You see, you affect other people. When you're happy, and you've chose to be happy, it lights other people up. And when we stand before the Lord, not only will we realize the horrible state we are in, we will realize the glorious state we could have been in. Some, they have no shame. They're going to be wronged because God put them in hell. I served Him and He put me there. How dare Him? For all eternity. There's many paths that go down the broad way. But there's one straight and narrow way that if we'll have the courage, there's the grace to go through it. If we'll have the thankfulness, there'll be the light to go through it. God will provide what we need as we need it on that path if we'll just stay on it. But sin will take you farther than you want to go. And it will cost you, it will keep you longer than you want to stay. Another line. And it will cost you far more than you want to pay. And the Lord add His blessings.
Hark what we know, holy voices sweetly sounding through the skies. Lord, angelic hosts rejoice, heavenly hallelujahs rise. Hear them tell the wondrous story. Hear Lord, Before